Swansea on Downtown Country Drive. Originally written and recorded by Bobby Gentry in 1969, it was a huge smash for Reba McEntire back in the early 90s. And I'm very pleased to say I'm joined by the lady now herself. Reba, how are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm very well. What a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm not worthy. Reba, I honestly couldn't believe my eyes when I read that you're 61. I mean, you're like Benjamin Button. You seem to be aging backwards. Seriously, like, I'm 33 and you look younger than me.
You're sweet to say that. Thanks very much.
This year, you're as busy as ever. You're back in Vegas with Brooks and Dunn. Next month, you're releasing a double album of hymns and original material. And of course, in March, the big one, you're headlining country to country in Glasgow, London and Dublin. I know you come from a very hard-working family, but at this point in your career, you've long passed legendary status. What is it that keeps you so driven and motivated?
I love what I'm doing. I absolutely get the biggest kick out of doing television, touring, recording, and I love to travel.
Yeah.
I mean, I just get home and kind of repack and go do something else because I love to go see this world. And there's so much of it that I haven't seen, but I'm so glad to get to come over to perform at the C2C and go to three of my favorite cities.
We cannot wait to see you in Dublin. I mean, you're known for being such a dynamic live performer, but can I ask you, with 41 years worth of hit singles, how the heck do you nail down a set list?
That's the hardest part. Brooks and Dunn and I go to Vegas. That's the hardest part of trying to figure out the show list because I've got 40 years in the music business and they've got 25. So that's a lot of music, a lot of albums. And so we try to pick out the greatest hits and then we pick from that the songs that we enjoy singing the most.
The country to country lineup this year is as strong as ever. And your day in particular, you've got Dan and Shay, Hunter Hayes and Darius Rucker. Do you think there's an air of sort of almost competitiveness where you want to almost outdo the next act?
Yeah. I'm in competition with everybody and myself. You always want to do better than your last project. I'm a very competitive person. I was a rodeo cowgirl. I played basketball. I ran track. Mm-hmm. My daddy was a three-time world champion cowboy. And I don't mean it maliciously at all. It's fun competition. I don't care if I'm playing backgammon or Uno or some kind of card game, dominoes. I like to win. It's just fun competition.
A lot of artists in many genres of music, they reach a point in their career when they simply don't want to move with the times, or in many cases, their fans don't want them to. But you've never had that problem. Why do you think that is?
Well, I try to stick with music that is relatable. So no matter what age you are, you're going to step into that situation sometime or another, whether it's falling in love or breaking up or getting cheated on, or it's going to happen to you. Circumstances just happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
So country music is very relatable music. And also, I hang out with young people. So I learn what is the hip new thing to do nowadays. What's the best app to put on your iPhone? I'm big into social media because the people that I hang out with do social media. My son, Shelby's going to be 27 years old next month. He's a race car driver. He's in New Zealand right now racing. So it's something that I just keep up with the time.
As an icon in country music, you must be so thrilled to see the quality of young female country singers coming through today, like Kacey Musgraves and Mara Morris. And all these singers are citing you as a major influence.
Well, that's very sweet. These girls are very talented. They're given a new youthful sound, and we're needing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
The guys have been very dominant for the last 4 or 5 years. So it's time for the girls to get the reins and take over for a little bit.
That is true, because American country radio is so male-dominated. Why is that?
Oh, it's cyclical. There'll be times when it'll all be male-dominated, and then the publishing companies will be telling the writers, okay, don't write for males, here comes the girls. Then they're dominating radio.
Right.
And it will be contemporary, and it'll go traditional. It'll just come around.
Do you think it's a lot harder these days to have any sort of longevity?
I do. Because when I got started, my first single was released in 76, and they took time with your career. And radio was totally different than it is now. Now they've got all the different ways of listening to music with, you know, the streaming, downloading. Totally different than when I first got started. You had to go to the record store and buy your record.
You last performed back in Belfast back in 2012, and I believe you had a chance to have a little walk around the city and see some of the sights.
I did. Learned some of the history and the differences of the folks that live there and difference of opinion and difference of religion, and it was very interesting, very educational.
Is it difficult for you to go out and keep a low profile?
No, I go out. I love to see the city. I like to take tours. I like to learn when I go into a different part of the world.
Yeah.
To just go sit in a hotel room and watch TV, I could do that at home. So I'd much rather get out and see what's going on.
I'm sure. Well, Reba, we can't wait for you to come to Dublin in March. You're headlining the third and final night of Country to Country, and the new album, Sing It Now, Songs of Hope and Faith, is out on the 3rd of February. Thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Legend, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate your time.